I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. The voice said it, NFL Roundup. Got all sorts of things to get into here on the NFL Roundup. NFL Roundup brought to you by RGS Exteriors and Construction. Give your home that look that you want with the stucco, brick, vinyl, or James Hardy siding. Get that new look for 2022. Give them a call, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Let me see here. Scott, what's up, dude?
Oh, you know, a little of this, a little of that.
Now, you did some you started doing some homework, and part of that is, and I haven't done, I don't know, I don't really ask for no spoilers when we're talking about Hard Knocks, because we watch Hard Knocks every year, whoever the team is. This year, it happens to be a franchise you spent the good chunk of your career in Detroit. Do you watch those games, or do you watch Hard Knocks and go, a little piece of your heart goes, I want this. I want the Lions to win. Are you just like disassociated? And you're like, nah.
No. Not only do you want them to win, because it's been so futile forever, right?
I mean,
it's just been really bad in Detroit. One of a few teams that have never even been to a Super Bowl. I'd love for the Lions just to go to the Super Bowl. Like it should be. You know how they give these honorary Hall of Fame things to people.
Right.
They should just give an honorary year when the Lions get to go to the Super Bowl. And maybe they don't get to play in the game. Maybe they're like the halftime show. They let the Lions play like maybe the Houston Texans. And just kind of a little, you know. And they just half the field, you know, and they just kind of run around a little bit, and they just get a feel for a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Let them do it at halftime. You know,
right,
it's like the Puppy Bowl. And then
exactly.
Let the Lions run around and just kind of see
what it feels like. Well, they have the Lingerie Bowl. They got the Puppy Bowl. And they got the Lions and the, you know, the Texans.
The least interesting one is the Lions and
right,
the Texans.
Exactly. We want more commercials. We don't want to watch the Lions.
Go back to the puppies, man. Jeez.
So, but seeing it, it just takes you back to football. It really does. It takes you back to football, and it takes you back to just everyone at that level is on equal footing. You just are. Everyone's talent-wise, right? Physical ability and talent pretty much across the board is equal. It is 100% about what's in your mind and how you fill your mind up with, how your mind engages you to perform, to push through, to overcome. Because really the reality is there's so much pressure on you, so much pressure that you get paralyzed by, or you're afraid.
Yeah.
Don't screw up. Don't, you know, I got to make the team. There's this pressure to make the team.
But Dan Campbell made an impression because...
I fell in love with Dan Campbell today.
You fell in love with John Gruden when it was him.
Yes.
You kind of ended
Robert
up liking...
Robert Saleh, the same thing with, yes, with the Jets. Like, just listening, like, and the reason is because they get it. They get what I just told you. They get that... It's all about how to frame your mind and how to prepare your mind to accept the challenge of playing professional football.
Well, it feels like that they're the CEOs of a startup that has tons of potential, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And like they have all this potential, and they're like, hey, we've got to have good retreats. We've got to have good facilities. We're going to have all the stuff available to you in the office to be able to get your mind right. We're going to have the mindfulness sessions. We're going to have these little. And so one of the things that you also talked about, and I went over and found it, Because the Jets kind of are doing their own, and I think it's smart to do this. Every team should freaking do this. When they make this one Jets drive, it's produced in-house, and it does exactly what they want to do, which is promote, you know, the Jets. But you can't help but like Robert Saleh. I've never not liked Robert Saleh, even though he was a 49ers defensive coordinator. I'm a Seahawks fan. You just like that guy's attitude. And this is one of the things that you are like, we got to go back and listen to what Robert Saleh said. And Dan Campbell cussed a lot more, so we can't use as much of his. But here's what Robert Saleh said day one of camp with the Jets as they were all sitting in that first meeting. And you got the vibe like you were sitting in a very successful tech company that was about to take off, and they're competing in a very, very cutthroat world. That's what it almost feels like, because it's like PowerPoint, lots of platitudes, and a bunch of talent in the room. And here's what he said.
If you haven't noticed, this wall, all right, this wall that's kind of been changed. We put up this blank wall. What does it represent? From here all the way here, we're going to write the story of 2022. Win, lose, draw, doesn't matter. Every single block will represent a phase in the season, and we're going to write our story. And it just so happens that the end of the wall is at the end of the season in February. All right, but let's write our story. Everything matters. All right, everything matters, and it's going to be pretty cool as you walk down the hallway just to see the story of the 22 season and how it evolves and what we can learn as we walk down the hall from the season. All right, there's a tremendous story to be written, and it's in our hands. It's in our hands to write as long as we do our part in holding the pen. You guys good? Hey guys, excited to have everybody back, and this is going to be awesome. And the most dangerous part of training camp is a lot of excitement, optimism, and a lot of praise. All right, none of it effing matters. None of it matters. All right, the biggest thing we do is go to bed better than when we woke up and trust the results are going to be good, and that is it. Keep your head down, ignore the noise, both positive and negative, ignore all of it. Keep the main thing the main thing. The main thing is getting better every freaking day, and that is it. That is it. And if you do that, you're going to love the results. You guys good? All right, we'll have another meeting tomorrow about how we practice. But other than that, we got meetings now. All right, all gas?
No breaks.
One more. All gas?
No breaks.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
That's a knock on wood if you're with me. And it's they use these things about it can be overwhelming, right? An NFL season, the task, the challenge at hand. And really good players, really good coaches understand how you get great is you keep yourself in the moment. You don't get past right now, and you don't let anything impact making sure you take care of what's right, and that is preparing yourself in practice every day. Practice is a precious time, and it is a sacred time, and that's where and it's more about getting your mind right as much as it is your physical body. And so I love hearing these conversations, because it's things I know I experienced and I know work, right? You know, when he talks about you got to just, you know, wipe out the noise, good or bad.
Well,
and good is actually as bad is. And he says, you're going to get a lot of praise. The hardest thing of camp is people are going to be excited about you, and you got to just,
and in New York,
knock it all out of your mind.
And in New York, they're going to be talking about you more than anybody's going to be talking about anybody else. You know, Zach Wilson is featured heavily in this, obviously, because he's the starting quarterback of the Jets. And I'm fascinated to see how he's going to deal with the mental side of a guy who got a bunch of attention in the offseason, right? Weird attention, too.
Right.
And it wasn't necessarily super negative, although a lot of people looked at it like, this is a massive distraction at the very least.
Yeah.
What's funny is you haven't heard much from Zach. It's like he's got...
So he is interviewed.
It seems like he's insulated a little bit, well enough.
Yeah, and he's interviewed in this. Different tone with Zach Wilson in year two.
What do you mean?
A much more subdued, much more not maybe, I don't want to say he's closed off, but he's just got a better tone and cadence, and maybe it's just maturing. I don't know.
Well, I've got
but he sounded so much more I think prepared to succeed this year than maybe a year ago.
Well, take a listen to what Zach said just for a moment here.
And that should really help us try and be successful. And you can see that everything we have is there. They laid the foundation for us. And now it's up to the players to execute and be able to have that confidence going onto the field. And there's going to be those growing pains like always. You know, we're still young. And so we just kind of need to go through that together. And we need to just work on just getting better.
Hey, let's keep getting better. I swear to God, every single day, stacked in bricks. Work on 3-1-2-3.
There's that kid. He's the leader now, right?
Yeah.
He's the guy.
Yeah, but there's this sense with him that he understands where he is in year two. He understood what year one was and meant, and I think he's got a good attitude about all of it. You look at Zach Wilson. Like Rich Eisen said, the hair, you know,
it's
is
perfect,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like you know, top two hairdo. You know, he's got the hair down for a number two pick in the NFL draft, and he does. He looks the part. You know, the way he carries himself. You know, he's there. The flash is there, the outer substance. Now, what is it internally? Where's the heart? Where's the grit? And that was the great thing about Dan Campbell. I mean, he just, you know, these coaches. You know, he says grit, and he defines what grit is, and it's written on the wall. And these coaches, they put up these sayings, and they want these players to constantly be feeding their mind with these positive images, these positive thoughts, these positive reaffirmations of, you know, to keep you on track, because it's such a long season and it is daunting and it is overwhelming if you think of it in its whole. But if you break it down into bite-sized moments, and that's what both of these coaches did brilliantly.
Isn't it a little bit too much, though?
It's amazing.
Because a lot of it is... Because everything's being said in every one of these camps that is along these lines.
Right.
Yeah, every team's doing it. The Cleveland Browns are saying it. The Texans are saying the same stuff, yeah. Right? And so at some point you go, okay, these are just nice platitudes that just kind of sound good. There's philosophies
what they are,
that sometimes
they're necessary, okay? You have to say this. You have to believe this. You have to buy into this. It's just a question of do the right people buy into it? Do all the people buy into it? Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I think, is probably one of the best examples of, here's a guy that totally 100% gets and understands what it takes mentally to win championships and to play at a championship level and to practice and to think. And he brought that in, and people bought into it, and they could because he'd done it consistently for 20 years.
That's the part where I get on board with it. I get sold a bill of goods with both these teams. And
right.
they could both win four games this year, and like we wouldn't be surprised. You
but
know?
Look at Gruden. I mean, Gruden was saying the same things, and you liked what he was saying. But I mean, it's the play. You know, do you have players driving 105 miles an hour down the road? I mean,
jeez.
I mean that it's those moments. It's where you really 100% in and committed to this process. And. And it is challenging when you've got 53 different minds, different life experiences, different personalities, different thought process, beliefs, you know, everything. And to get enough of them, to get everyone to buy into a common goal and a common direction, it's a massive challenge.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back. Got our 2-minute drill around the corner. Fascinating stuff, though.
I think it's awesome. I love it.
Did you shed a tear while you're watching a little bit?
No, but it really
brought
gets
back
you,
some memories.
You know what it does? It just further excites me about what I love about football. Football is such a great game.
Yeah.
It really is, and it just gets me so excited to watch a team. Like, I'm now actually interested in the Detroit Lions. Up to now, I could give a flying flip. And the same thing with the Jets. I've never been a Jets fan, but I'm fascinated to see what's going to happen with Zach Wilson and the Jets. Can he be the one guy that turns a corner for him?
All right, let's take the break. We'll come back. Got more to go. That 2-minute drill's around the corner. You don't want to miss it as we keep on going here. I'm just trying to make sure I have all my bases covered with everything here. So, yeah, let's take the break. We'll come back. 2-minute drill around the corner. Stay with us. Unrivaled continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities
who would help our newest neighbors. Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.